You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Mark Andrew was in the studio on Friday, and he says, you guys realize that murder is big business? And we're like, what are you talking about? And he started rattling off all these TV shows and podcasts, and, you know, I never thought about it that way, but he's exactly right. He was referencing like a couple of different podcasts that he's listening to that are all about murder and crime, and then Jeremy and I were talking about Narcos, which I don't know how many people are murdered in an average Narcos episode, but probably 40. Like 40 or 50.
Ooh, it's a high death count.
Something like that. And I don't know, the other day, because I'd had so many people tell me that this was a good show, I watched the first one. I know it's been on TV for a few years, but on Netflix, I watched the first episode of the show called How to Get Away with Murder. And it's about a law professor, you know, working on students, you know, and how to defend, you know, in a trial, how to be a defense attorney. And so she calls it How to Get Away with Murder. And, you know, Mark's exactly right. This country makes big bucks off of that topic. Mm-hmm. And I never thought about it that way before.
I'm the girl who's all about unicorn farts and dream catchers and puppies and lip gloss. And even I'm into it. And I started with the podcast Serial that I got obsessed with. And then I started listening to like their follow-up podcast on that. And then I was geeking out now over these true crime documentaries, well, even like the People versus O.J. Simpson,
yeah.
And then the JonBenet has been everywhere, and those were just fascinating to me. They're doing the next one that they're doing is the Menendez brothers. Remember how they killed their parents?
Sure.
That's right.
So
yeah.
Like all of these things, I'm obsessed, and it's so out of character. For
it
me.
Can't be good for us.
It can't.
I'm saying this is in our face all the time, and it's become like commonplace to watch all these shows. And they're so violent, and I hate to sound like a parent right now, but like we had on the other night, I think Reed was watching some, like it was like a Toy Story or something that was on TV, and every commercial break they went to, they kept showing the same commercial for this like Dateline unsolved something something murder mystery, and it was showing this guy like slamming this woman against the wall and choking her, and there was pictures of guns and bloody knives, and Nicole's like, ah! And she actually wrote a letter to, I don't know what station it was, I don't remember, but
Nicole wrote a letter?
She wrote a letter. She wrote an email and said, really? I mean, can we get away from some of this during a kids program? I understand you could maybe run this stuff like at night after
during the Walking
9.
Dead.
Right. But I'm like, here we are watching Toy Story, and then the next thing you know, there's a woman being strangled. We're like, no, little lies.
Well, it's funny because when Mark talked about it on Friday, I know when I left, I was driving home and I was thinking about what he had said about it. And I'm not necessarily big on this whole idea of desensitizing. But in this particular case, in a way, because we're inundated with it, it does desensitize us.
It really does.
A little bit.
Yeah. Absolutely. They become characters, and we go and we're more obsessed with who done it rather than the fact that in these.
It happened.
These true crime ones, yeah, like people are dead.
It can't be good for the wackos out there
no.
watching it either that
or
are getting ideas
yeah.
or how to get away with it.
That's what
and
I thought
like,
about.
Come on, you're just giving people ideas.
Or even worse, and we know this happens because the creeps who perpetrate these crimes have said it, they lust for the attention that, that we now bestow upon
right.
you know, the criminal element, people who do heinous things. And that's has inspired enough wackos to go out because they're like, oh, I'll be all over the news. My name will be everywhere.
Yeah. And it's not helping worrywarts like me who now is looking at everybody in every angle now wondering what's happening. And, and you know, every scenario that's out there, it's ruining my life.
I'm
scared of everything.
Well, yeah,
now.
We turn into experts, you know, because it's like, oh, wait a second. Okay, if it'll be like we're watching like Channel 7 news, right? And they're telling a story. And then we think we know what the hell we're doing. And we're like, whoa, I saw CSI. Like, that's not how it's done. Huh. Got to do this and this and this. You
we're
know
it alls.
Yeah, everybody becomes an expert.
We're an expert. Yeah, I gave a friend of mine a ride to the airport yesterday. He was going off on a business trip. I say, I'll give you a ride. took her out there, and I said, where are you going? She goes, I'm going to Baltimore. And the first thing that came out of my mouth, I wasn't even thinking about it. I go, oh, I hear that's the murder capital of the of America.
Serial podcast, well, ad non.
Have a good trip.
That was in Baltimore.
I don't know if it still is, but I just remember just a few years ago, they said Baltimore was like the murder cap. Baltimore or Washington, D.C., which are right on top of each other. Mm-hmm. Murder capitals. I said, like, when you get there, you just better stay in your hotel room.
You call her like every 20 minutes. Are you okay?
You okay?
You okay?
You all right? So, so I don't know if any of our listeners have considered this before, but it really didn't dawn on us until we started kicking it around. Mm-hmm. We decry, you know, the crime of murder, and yet it's big business in this country, and we make a lot of money off
of it. Because these damn shows are so good. Narcos is so good.
Narcos is the best show.
Sons of Anarchy, they were all so
good. Oh, my God.
So good.
Too much murder in Sons of Anarchy last two seasons. I just want to say that.
Nicole made like three episodes of that. She made it through like three episodes before she was actually the person under the sheets with her hands over her ears like, I can't listen to stabbing anymore.
So the very last season of Sons of Anarchy, there is a gruesome murder, and it's like a revenge murder situation, and I actually had to go upstairs and close the door because I couldn't even be in the same room as the TV that I was watching Sons of Anarchy on because I was so wigged out.
Well, and it's one thing when it's Sons of Anarchy, which is fiction.
Sure.
And then it's another thing when it's Narcos, which is fictionalized but based on the true story.
Right.
Well, and so I watch that, and where my brain goes is, holy crap, this stuff was really going on in Colombia. This is what people would pull up in a car with a machine gun and just let loose.
Every guy on a motorcycle with a leather cut, though, I'm like, has he murdered someone? I bet he's murdered someone.
I'm turning right now.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.